Welcome back, everyone, for Hero of the Week on this Crawford Broadcasting Station. I'm Matt Wyatt. This week, we'll hear from Petty Officer Hector Parada, who is a member of the Wisconsin Naval Reserves, currently on duty in Afghanistan. Petty Officer Parada, welcome and thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Petty Officer, first question, are you part-time or full-time in the Reserves?
I'm part-time.
And what do you do when you're not serving America in the military?
I'm a musician in the Milwaukee area and a writer as well.
Okay. And how is it that you ended up in the military?
By chance, I went to go with my brother who was interested, and I talked to the recruiter, and you know, he just started talking about how the Navy was like and you know, the different opportunities that would be available for me. And I thought, wow, that sounds like a great idea. I should get on that. And within a couple months, I was in boot camp. And then from down there, it's been a complete adventure.
Now, your regular duties are that of an iron worker and a welder. Is that correct, Petty Officer?
That is correct.
Give us an example of one project that you've worked on since you've been in the Naval Reserves.
Well, one project was the border project in New Mexico, where basically we put up the iron fence, welding it, constructing it, and talking to the local people as well. You know, we're letting them know, hey, this is just one simple little project. We try to talk to them. We try to invigorate the local community as well. That's one project I've been on. Another project, just to be really quick on that, is when I went down to Guatemala to help build schoolhouses. And that's the one I'm most excited about, or was excited about, and one I still love to talk about.
Sounds like a very satisfying experience for you.
It was. The humanitarian work you get to do in the Seabees, especially, is very invigorating.
But in Afghanistan, your job is that of a watch analyst. Can you describe what that is for us?
Basically, what I do is I take in intelligence either from chat rooms or from just a word of mouth that comes into the Base Defense Operational Center, and I disperse that to my unit. So they can complete the mission. They know, hey, we can't go on this route today, or we can go on this route today. It's completely different from steelworking, ironworking, and again, it's something really, it's different from my job, my normal job as a musician especially. However, it's quite nice to have a different set of skills and be able to use that skill.
Now, how does an iron worker end up in an intelligence job, Petty Officer Parada? How did that fall to your slate?
I was already in the operations department, which can basically conduct all the operations for the CB battalion, all of our construction works. And they're like, you can operate the phone pretty well. You can operate the radios. You can write that pretty well as well. So we're going to train you in this position. And I've been in there ever since, and I started the deployment.
And do you enjoy the work that you do there?
Yes, I get to. I'm not directly out there outside the wire. However, I'm making sure my guys are safe. I'm making sure the mission can get completed.
And that is a very important part, isn't it?
Yes. I very much enjoy my job.
And what motivates you as you serve America each day, Petty Officer Parada?
Well, I'm a first-generation American, and I just want to get something back to this country as well, and just making sure I do a good job for the American people. I'm always getting thank yous. I'm always getting, you know, a hug, or someone wants to, you know, buy me a drink. And I want to make sure I'm worthy of that praise.
Petty Officer Hector Parada of the Wisconsin Naval Reserves, I wish to extend my thanks for spending some time with me today. May God bless you and watch over you as you serve there in Afghanistan. All of us are grateful for your service for America and honor you, Petty Officer Hector Parada, as our Hero of the Week.
Thank you very much.